Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, bringing a podcast today on the second out of six in a series on looking at the elements in relation to the mind and the body. Today, the element we will look at is the element of water. Our beautiful planet has an abundant supply of water, just as our body has an abundant supply as well. Our body is up to 80% water, which means that we are primarily made of fluid, and this is represented within the body in terms of obvious fluids like blood, sweat, tears, but also fluids like plasma and lymph, synovial fluid, which lubricates and coats the joints, and fluids of elimination like sweat and urine. And also there are many other aspects of fluid that come with our reproduction. So in effect, we are born into a fluid medium in the womb. And when we pass on, our body loses that fluid and it gets recycled, whether we realize it or not. We're in constant upcycling of water. Every time we drink fluids, they get upcycled into the body and eliminated within hours. So it's important for us in terms of our health and well-being to have a bountiful supply of clean, fresh water flowing through the body. When we only rely on coffee and juices and soft drinks and alcohol, in effect, we are polluting the tributaries of the body. So the question today is, how much clean water am I supplying the body with? One of the poisons that comes inadvertently through the hygiene systems of councils and governments is the evidence of chlorine and fluoride in our water supplies. Chlorine is a chemical that kills bugs, which is why we put it in swimming pools. But we also drink it, and this can affect our gut microbiome. Fluoride is a chemical put to strengthen teeth and bones, but it can have other negative side effects. So today we look at this idea of the body and later the mind and its relationship to this essential ingredient of water. And we also contemplate how water mixes with the other elements to create everything we need for life, and sometimes when these become imbalanced, how they can jeopardize our safety and security. When water mixes with the element of earth, we have water nourishing the soil and trees and plants growing, animals being nourished by water supplies. And so there's a beautiful harmonious mix between earth and water, water and earth. When water is, however, in abundance, as we are facing with climate change, too much water can cause things like mudslides and soil imbalance, soil erosion, which is why it's so important for us to regenerate the forests we've cut down through farming and creating pastures. When water flows into water, we have rivers flowing into estuaries and great tributaries, which create amazing and abundance of mangroves and shelter for seabirds and animals. So our wetlands, which flow into the oceans, are incredibly important for bird life and animal life. We need to protect these waterways And we can do this by, again, being careful what types of pollutants we allow to flow into our river systems, which in effect flow into our oceans. Our reliance on advancements, and I put that word advancements in inverted commas, advancements like nuclear power have created huge catastrophes. Our overindulgence in fossil fuels that we put into our own vehicles have caused humongous risks to the environment through oil leaks and gas line leaks. So our modern lifestyles are extremely risky in terms of this beautiful connection between water and water. So what are we going to do about that? Are we going to take to public transport or stay reliant on our cars? These are the questions, the hard questions we must ask ourselves as we move into this time of change. As the elements get lighter, so to speak, water moves into fire. We have here in New Zealand an abundance of thermal energy with wonderful geysers of steam rising up and water being heated by the very ground beneath us, by our tectonic energy. And this can bring a great opportunity for rejuvenation and also for the early knowledge of cooking. So when fire and water comes together, we are able to stay warm, be nourished in ways that are unimaginable when these things don't mix. And again, when water moves into air, we have clouds rising up into the atmosphere, life-giving rain coming on the winds. And so there is a harmonious mix between water and air. When water goes higher up into the atmosphere, up into space, storms and hurricanes can manifest. And again, the more water that goes up through the heating of the oceans, through the evaporation of the lands, through the fact that trees are not holding on to that vital water source, but trees are gone, water goes up, storms create, and hurricanes are a result of this increase in water into space. So in this chain of water, we come to that idea of the mind. If we're too dependent on luxuries and feeling comfortable and content, then our reliance on water as a substance becomes almost taken for granted. We don't have to go to the well to pick up water and carry it, which is what a lot of the world has to do. We simply turn on a tap and pay our rates or our rents. So we need to tune into that feeling of conservation. We need to find that deep within ourselves. What part are we playing? Are we running the tap when we brush our teeth? Are we having long, indulgent showers and baths? Are we buying bottled water rather than recycling, buying a filter and using water that way? How are we coming into contact with water? Do we honor it or do we waste it? When I go to India, I go up to the northern tributaries of the Ganges, the Ganga. This water is deemed sacred by millions and millions of people. And one of the reasons why I go is to bathe in this holy river, to immerse myself right under, and to pay homage and to make an appeal for this water system to keep nourishing the lands. Inside each of the droplets is caught the sunlight beautiful rainbow-esque energy that almost can be perceived as divine. And it washes away the karmic layers, all of the tiredness, all of the worry flows away. And so we're new again. So as we move into today, we consider this beautiful element of water. We pay heed to how much of it we use and what level of purity we have in our body. Consider water as this beautiful sacred energy which is in abundance on our planet Earth.